Wenn es irgendwas gibt, was du nicht besprechen willst, dann sagst du einfach, ich will nicht drüber sprechen und ich frage dann nicht nach. This is a Bonfoil, the podcast for everyone flying just above the surface. Pump, carb, soar, let's foil! Alright, welcome to episode number 55 of Up on Foil, the podcast where we talk all about foiling. And let me just introduce us real quick. I'm Matt, very average foiler, usually pump foiling and a little more parawinging at the moment. And if you see me wobbling around, I'm staying on my balance board, trying to improve my balance while doing this podcast. And with me is Viola Lipic. She's a 17-year-old wing foiler, pump foiler, pro athlete. And I'm very much looking forward to get to know you a little bit better. Thank you, Viola, for coming on the show. Is there anything right away that you want to address or correct me if I was wrong?
No, everything's right. I just want to say thank you for inviting me to this. This is actually my first time joining such a podcast. So yeah, let's see how it goes. I think it's going to be fun.
All right. Super cool. Super cool. It's mostly you that is going to be talking about your experiences. And as I've said, you're very young still. And I want to just maybe first get into how you got into water sports in the first place, how you got on foil for the first time, how that was for you.
So the first time I got in touch with water sports was actually at a young age. So my parents always have been kiting and kite foiling. So I was always sitting at the beach watching until I got old enough to try it myself.
How old were you then?
About 6, 7, I think.
Wow.
I started at first kiting at the beach, but
with
then
6 years old. Wow.
Yeah, something around that age. At first, nice. I didn't like it too much because it was only at the beach. But when I was entering the water the first time, I was already in love with water sports and everything. So yeah, I got attached to it really quick.
That is impressive. So you were flying on the beach and then you went on the water. And your parents just let you go on the water? That was no problem? Were you not scared at all?
Yeah, so I wasn't scared. I always wanted to do the same things my parents did all the time. For me, it was not that of a problem. My parents, maybe they were a bit scared, but yeah. I think I managed it really good, so they weren't scared after a few tries.
Yeah, obviously. Where was that? Because you're from Vienna, right? So not a lot of ocean around, basically.
Yeah, so we've been always traveling a lot in summer to especially Tarifa or a place in Morocco, which was the best time all in summer. So I enjoyed it really much. That's how I got into it.
All right, it makes a lot of sense. And then but I don't think that like kiting would be the first thing that you would do, because when I think about my experiences with kiting, as I said, it can be dangerous somehow, and like windsurfing looks way safer. Wasn't that was never an option, I guess?
I don't know, for me it was never an option because my parents, they did it before, but they totally stopped and they just been kite surfing all the time. So yeah, I just took the gear and went underwater, and yeah.
so cool. But that was with a twin tip, right? You were not on foil at the beginning. Was that kite foiling where you were on foil for the first time?
Yeah, so at first I was with a twin lip and for approximately 4 years or something like that. And then when foiling went popular, I also had to try it. So my dad tried it first and yeah, he was already fascinated. So then I got to try it and I really loved it from the first time I went with the foil. And I was kite foiling a lot that days, and I nearly skipped riding with twin dip or even surfboard. I'm more of a wave kiter. So yeah, I really skipped it and went on the foil, and that's how I came to winging.
But I mean, that's not obvious. Maybe you could have also stayed kite foiling. Why did you choose winging at the end?
Yeah, so at our home spot at Lake Noisy. It went really popular, like from 1 month to another, and I saw them on the water, like with the big wings and big foils. And first, I was really skeptic about it. I saw it and was like, doesn't look so much fun. But yeah, I had to try it at one point, so I was like, okay, let's do this. And I went on the foil and could immediately like jibe and tack. So that's the day when I went on the water and actually skipped kite foiling and kiting and everything, and I was into winging from that moment.
But I imagine it was slower. Winging was slower than kiting. Why was it still appealing for you?
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe it was the feeling to try to improve and learn something new, because I was kite foiling and kiting for a long time then. Maybe just the urge to learn something new was there.
And it makes a lot of sense because it's so direct. It's everything is here. I prefer it because it's safer, but I'm old, so that's not an issue for you. But was it also because maybe you've reached a point in kite foiling where it got kind of boring as well?
Yeah, so especially at my home, there are no waves, so I couldn't ride the waves there a lot. That's why I went kite foiling. But at one point, I was a little scared of doing tricks and everything with the kite because of the lions. So that's one point I would say that it's positive on the wing side, because you can improve and jump and learn new tricks easily without any fear. I mean, there is a little fear always, but yeah, I think there is not, it's not such a big problem.
We're going to get into that. Also, maybe you can teach me some things that I need to do to get in my first tricks. But did you do races as well, kite foiling?
No, just
cruising around.
Cruising and having fun, yeah.
All right. Because now winging, you're into freestyle, you're into slalom, full on races. Are you considered a pro?
Yeah.
It looks like.
That's a good question. I mean, that's a really good question. I mean, I'm in the international GWA and also local competitions. I'm fully into it, so I would consider it as professional. But yeah, compare myself to others, I would say I have a lot to improve. But yeah, I would say that's the beginning.
But you're still doing the whole tour. Did you go to every event of the GWA this year?
Yes, this is my second full year. I'm doing the GWA, and yeah, it's so much fun. So I will definitely keep that up.
That is so cool. So maybe if we just go through the year, what was the first? Was Brazil the first part this year, or how did the season go?
This year, the first one was Le Cat in France. Then we had Tarifa. Then we had a youth competition in Costa Brava, Fuerte, and Gran Canaria. I think everything.
Brazil
there.
was not in the mix.
Brazil was last year, the last event, I think.
All right.
If I'm right.
I just, you know, for me as a consumer, I just see amazing images, and we're going to get into the tricks, that's for sure. Maybe you can just tell us, how did it go? Was it the way you expected it to go? How did you finish?
Oh yeah, so at the beginning of the season, I was really skeptic about what's going to happen, because I didn't have a lot of training. I would say I didn't have any training, because it was a really tough school year. And yeah, I just started into the season with no expectations. Lacat is also not my favorite spot.
Why so? Is
that? Yeah, so at first it's super windy there, and I'm not really used to it. At home we don't have any wind actually, so yeah, I'm always practicing in really light wind. If I'm practicing, if it's possible at home, that's another point, because Austria, yeah, we have one lake at my place, like Neusiedl. In summer, it's too shallow because the water is only 70 centimeters or
really?
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we have a river, the Danube, which I'm going to, but it's not a really good place for training. It's only 120 meters wide and the wind is really, really shifty and very gusty. So it's really hard to get some proper training done. And also at school, it was really difficult to get some hours on the water.
So what are you in for school? Are you going for university? What are you up to?
School just started again this year, and now it's my last year. I'm in a sports school as well. Yeah, now it's really getting hard for me to get some training. Yeah, hopefully I'm done after this year, and then I can, yeah, see how it's going.
Is it like gymnasium, like high school, or what school is it?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any plans for later?
Not yet. All right. I have to think about this a little more.
if you like talk about the lake and the river where you train, I can imagine the river is pretty good for maneuvers, but not getting these high speeds. So if I mm-hmm. when I look back at my sailing days, we sailed at the lake where the wind was really shifty as well, but that still helped a bit because then I was more looking to shifts when I was actually at a big lake or at the ocean to sail. So that actually helped. But yeah, for speed and wave, that surely doesn't help.
Yeah.
So you do freestyle and slalom. How did you finish? What was your last races?
Yes. I didn't say this yet. I think, yeah, I ended up fourth in freestyle in La Cate at the first event, which was already a super result for me. I was not expecting that, so I was super happy. I think it was fourth in both disciplines, actually. Yeah, in freestyle and racing. And then Tarifa was not the best the best competition for me. The results were not that good. It was only freestyle, though, so no points for racing. And then we had Fuerte and Gran Canaria, where I finished third, which was super good results for me. I was really, really happy. And I think this was really a good result I could do with really few training, actually. And yeah, I'm just happy. I'm overall, I'm fourth now in both disciplines. And we have one more event in racing in Abu Dhabi, which I will go to probably, but yeah. I hope the points will stay, or I can advance even.
That is so cool. When we look at these results, it seems that you got better over time. Was that because you kind of had training while racing? Was that your training, the races, basically?
Yeah, I would say that. Also, I had summer holidays at school. I took some time for myself for training. I took the whole 9 weeks we had. I was home for 4 days, which my father didn't like a lot. I could enjoy some time on water with friends as well.
Nice. So that's for racing. I can imagine racing, there's not that much training that goes into racing because I think at a certain level you have your jibes. It's maybe just like for the starting line, having the distance and time right. But freestyle needs, I imagine, a lot more training. How do you train freestyle?
Yeah, so I would say my training actually only exists in summer holidays. When I'm at home, as I said, we have the lake and the river. But the training is really, really rough in winter when it's cold. You have to wear a thick wetsuit. You have to wear gloves and shoes and everything. And sometimes the water is so freezing cold, so you can only go for approximately 20 minutes. So yeah, it's getting really hard in winter. And in summer, the wind is not that good in Austria. That's also a big problem. So I would say my main training is not at home, so mostly in Tarifa or Lake Garda.
All right. Lake Garda is pretty close, I guess. A couple of hours of driving.
I'm from Vienna, it's 8 hours by car. So it's quite some time, but it's the closest you can reach.
But the training for the freestyle, is that just on the water, or are you going to like they have this trampoline places where you do tricks? Are you like exercising with weights as well, flexibility stuff like that?
Yeah, so for some tricks, for example, the backflip, I was going to some trampoline places sometimes to get used to the rotation and everything, also with the wings, which was pretty helpful, I guess. And I'm also trying to work out a little bit, like running and cycling and everything, to just keep myself in form when I'm not training or not winging. So yeah, and I'm also in a sports school, so I have a lot of sports in class, which is also really helpful, actually.
That is so cool. So you said the backflip is something. I've seen you doing backflips, rotation and whatnot. Are you also training for new tricks as well? Are you getting inspired by other riders? How does that work?
Yeah, so I'm spending a lot of time more or less analyzing tricks I see, for example, on Instagram or YouTube or something. I sometimes sit down and think about how could you do it? How could you try to invent something new? But it's really hard to get something done if you're not training, because now I will have a long time not training at all, because school is starting now and the wind and everything. No holidays for some time. So I have some time to think about it. And also I'm analyzing a lot how to twist, for example, on back moves or some tricks like this. But it's hard to, for me, it's hard to see something and think about it. Sometimes I just need to try it to get it done in my head.
That is so cool. When I remember when I was windsurfing, I took a class once and the teacher said, I can either go for the air jibe or the killer loop. And he said, the killer loop is so much easier. So the front flip. And I thought, well, winging, I'm not going to go for a flip. That seems too extreme. How would one go about it? I can just not just send it. How would I approach that? Do you have any tips for me or an average foiler like me?
Yeah, so when I did my first flip, it was in Boa Vista. I think it was 2 years ago or something. Yeah, it was, I took one full day to just be underwater and get ready, get everything in my head and say, okay, just send it. Yeah, it was, I took some time. My mother was in the water filming a long time. But yeah, once she said, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore. You have to do it now or I will leave. Then I was like, okay, I have to do it now. And then I just sent it. Yeah. Also,
so pressure helps.
Yeah. Also, to get some friends with you, for example, for the front flip, I didn't dare to do it for so long. And then I took a friend and we were like, come on, let's do it together. And then it works so much better.
So what is there anything I could do at home to prepare myself for it, or just do regular jumps? Or I saw someone going for the front flip and he just left the board. He just stood up on the board and then just went for it. Is that an approach, or how would you suggest someone try that?
Yeah, I would probably not try this, because I would not want to land on the board or the foil or anything like this. But I tried to do some just normal railies or airs to just feel how to jump. And then in my mind, I was like, okay, if I'm this high, what would happen if I just cheat in and try to send it? And then after several tries, I was like, okay, now I just need to do this. And then, yeah, I will end it probably sooner or later.
How high do you need to be?
For front flip, you don't actually have to be too high. There are like different ways to do the front flip. There's one where you have to be high, that's more of a loop, I guess. But for the roll, you can be like 2 meters. That's enough, I think.
All right, well, you say not high. For me, that seems pretty high, so I maybe won't go for that yet. when you look back and then your mom said, all right, I'm going to go, I'm going to leave you. And they said, all right, I'm going to go for it. How did it go? Did you land it? Did you land on your back? How did you manage to do it?
Yeah, so the first one was actually pretty good. I got the rotation done, so I didn't crash completely into my sail or the foil or anything. So that was pretty good also for my mind to say, okay, we can do this again. So yeah, I was pretty happy about this. I did two that day because I got pushed from Wesley Brito. You probably know him. I was there. I just learned the 360 and he was like, okay, next trick is a backflip, so just send it. I was like, okay, if that's the way it is, I will do it.
Nice. Very cool. I can imagine if you do freestyle tricks, and we can go all into freestyle now, then sometimes things break. Like you pop your wing with the foil and whatnot. Did anything like that ever happen to you?
Yeah. I broke everything, actually. I broke sails, I broke tubes, I broke booms, kind of. So, yeah, everything.
So how does that work? You said you're probably a pro, but to me, it very much looks like a pro. And you work with Subfoil, with Fly Surfer, and you have that Air Inside board. Are those your sponsors, or do you just get gear from them? Can you talk about that as well?
Yeah, so I'm fully sponsored from Fly Surfer and Subfoil, with free gear, of course, and some travel budget. And Air Inside is quite a small brand, so I get free boards. I get the shapes I need, like really specific to my size, my weight, and everything. So this is a really good package for me, and I think that's the best I could get right now, and I'm really, really happy.
So if you break their gear, you're just going to replace it, or do they say, well, next time you need to take care a little bit more?
No, so normally if I break anything, I get it replaced, or new one, or repaired, but it's never happened to me ending up with nothing, or there's always a way to get new gear.
So if you go for vacation or training in Lake Garda, for instance, you probably have to bring like 3-5 different wings, because you might break them, or are you just going to go with one each size and then say, well, if it breaks, I'm going to fix it myself and just take another size?
Yeah, so normally I take one of each size, and sometimes if I have place in my luggage, I can bring another size of, for example, a 3-5, which I use a lot, or a 4 if it's Lake Garda, because there is normally not that much wind. So I adapt it to the wind conditions, of course. But if I have space, I of course bring some more gear in case anything breaks. But mostly I repair it myself, or I already know at the spots I am usually where the good repair guys live. So I just call them, say, hey, I'm here again. You have some time?
That is super cool. I saw you with a Parawing as well, with the POW, obviously, from Fly Surfer. How do you like those?
Yeah, so I just got 3 different sizes to Lake Garda as well. I enjoyed it a lot there because you have some waves there as well. At my home spot, it's really flat, so it's just riding. In Lake Garda, it was more of, okay, let's go a little upwind, then we can pack it away and we can catch some waves down. That was really fun. I enjoyed it a lot. And you can also do it in a lower wind and everything. You don't have to wait for the really good conditions.
Which sizes did you bring?
I had 1.7, 2.5, and 5 meter.
The 5 is pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it has a lot of power.
Yeah. Do you ride it with a harness as well?
Normally, I have like a rope. I tied it, but I didn't bring it to Lake Garda. But yeah, sometimes like this, sometimes like that. So really difficult, different.
Because last week I reviewed or like tested 9 different Parawings, and all together now I've tried like 18 different Parawings, and the 5 meter POW is so cool because it's so powerful, and still if it's a lot of wind, you can take that bar very much to the front and like tilted even more. So mm-hmm. it's incredible how much you can actually depower this 5 meter. I love it.
Yeah, that's true. You can also go with like only 45 liters if you have that much of lift. And it's also easier to take some smaller boards, which is also good. You don't have to bring a lot of different sizes of boards as well.
That's going to be my next step. How did you like stash your Parawing? Did you just hold it or did you try to like put it on your Lycra? What did you do?
Normally, I just try to pull it in and then hold in my hand because I don't really want to wrap anything up. Or if you're on the water and it's totally mixed up, it's not the best idea.
Yeah, that's true. Are you also, like with these three different brands, are you also into R&D? Like, are you also testing new things that are not out yet?
Yeah, I'm testing a lot of gear. I'm getting prototype wings pretty often, which I'm already writing right now, some new prototypes, for example. But as I said, yeah, if I have wind here or if the lake is deep enough, then I can do it here. Otherwise, I have to, yeah, go to Lake Garda or something. On the foil side as well, I will get some prototypes as well pretty soon. And on the board side, I'm constantly working on prototypes because we're working on the air inside construction with the fully air inside. So on, as well for smaller boards, for freestyle boards that will not break. So I'm constantly getting prototypes and testing them a lot, and I really enjoy it.
But do you have time for that? Because as you said, you don't have that much time on the water. You need to train. You need to like try new tricks as well. Maybe just like try to go as fast as possible again. And also try new foils. Is that just part of the game that makes you a better foiler? Or is that like time that you have kind of have to do in order to like meet the requirements of the brands?
Yeah, so that's a really, really good point. I mean, I don't really have too much time, yeah. So sometimes I'm like, okay, maybe I'm wasting some time on this, but I think it's kind of helps you to also understand how the different foils, for example, or different wings are working, how they're pulling. You can understand how good your maybe your old wing was not that good, and then you realize, oh okay, it's because of this or because of that. And that's also how you get used to how the wing or the foil is working more. So I think it's also a good thing to do, not only training but understanding everything. So I think that also makes you a better foiler and waterman.
That makes a lot of sense. I want to get into like the pump foiling, but before that, as we talked about time and time management, time on the water, and I see a lot of these watermen and waterwomen, they are also kind of like content creators and influencers. You kind of need your picture while writing. Is that part of the game as well? Do you enjoy that at all? Or is that also kind of a burden that you kind of have to do in order to meet all the requirements of everyone and get more sponsors?
For me, I always enjoyed doing the social media part because I feel like I want to present myself. I want to show the world what I'm doing, what I am enjoying, and always what I'm improving as well. I also get some requests for doing maybe a reel or a story or gear reviews here or there from my brands, but I just do it if they want to do it, and it's always fun. It's always fun editing, I think, as well, and it's always interesting to see how different types of videos or photos are getting into the world and people, how they are reacting to it. So I think it's a really interesting part, and it also belongs to it to show the people how you're doing and everything. So that's not a big problem for me at all.
Which one is your favorite video? You have a favorite?
There are some, yeah, I have some favorites. Probably the reels where I do a new trick, where I see, oh, you see, I can do this now. It's always, for example, my first backflip was I liked it really much because that was kind of the era where I got better. when you do the first flips, you really feel like, okay, now I'm really winging. I can really do some things. So that's probably one of my favorite ones. And also the latest ones where I think I really improved in the last few months in Lake Garda, for example. So I'm really proud of this as well. And I always like to share it.
That is so cool. Do you have, like, as you work with Subfoil, do you also like have events with the other Subfoil riders, or is it just you and you just per coincidence ride similar or the same gear?
So we have some youth camps as well. This year it didn't happen because there were some troubles, but normally we have one, and it's always fun to meet up with the other team riders as well, and also the young people, and see them improving and everything, and try to show them some new tricks. And on the other hand, I see the riders on the events on the GWA, for example. We always meet up, we ride together, and it's always talking about the gear, talking about the spots and everything. So there's always being together.
So if I heard that correctly, you look forward to talk to the young kids. So are you not considered young anymore?
I wouldn't consider myself that young anymore, because I'm already, I'm getting 18 now. Inside I feel young still, but there are some pretty young people coming. Also, I think it was my last year at the youth event, so I'm going to get kicked out. If you see some like 12-year-old people ripping, it's just amazing to see, and it's really impressive as well.
That is impressive. Oh wow. Because I was just like, the last couple of weeks I saw Balls a couple of times, and obviously he rides Subfoil as well. Are you like talking to him as well, discussing tricks and whatnot?
I'm talking with him here or there about tricks, about the new foils, about what's the best choice for riding all the time, or just what do you think should I try, like if I have troubles with like starting on pump foiling or the pop at the foil. He can really give you the best feedback. I think he's a really, really good rider, and I always, if I have trouble, I go to him and he's just helping me out. It's just the perfect together, and that he rides the same gear is just amazing, because he knows everything. He has, I think he has so much time on the water that he just tried everything that's available, and I just ask him and he can give me the best answers.
And he's relentless and so cool, so helpful. That is really cool. Let's talk about pump foiling and dock starting. And if I recall correctly, you were at the boat in Düsseldorf as well, weren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. For me, that was an amazing event. So cool. And as that was the first of the SFT events. How many SFT events have you gone to? And you were just a couple of days ago, you were in Austria, right, at the SFT event. How did that go?
This year I was joining three events. The first one in Düsseldorf, which was an invitation from Tom. I was joining because I had some free time. I had some free time on the weekend, so I just went there. It's not far from Austria, so and it was already a good start. It was so much fun in the pool. There were so many people watching. It was just an amazing vibe there, and the pool is just the perfect size for pump foiling. For wing foiling it was a little small, but for pump foiling it was just the perfect place. The second one was in Lacat, which it was joining because at first there was no wind on some days, and second I was like, okay, if it's next to each other, why not, I just do it and let's see. I would not consider myself as the pro pump foiler, but I was just joining and I had a lot of good starts, and that's how it ended up in the end, really good for me. And in the last event here in Lake Austria, it was really a cool event because it was on Lake Traunsee, which I'm visiting sometimes here or there. It's a really good place in Austria. For wind, also special. We have some early winter at like 6 o'clock in the morning. But I've been there several times, and it's a really cool place, especially for pump foiling. They put up some docks there, and it was just
perfect.
They
look really good, the docks, yeah.
Yeah, in the morning the water was calm and it was just perfect height to start. And yeah, it was not my best results in the event, but yeah, I managed to get some good points for the overall, and yeah, that's how it ended up.
Overall, what was your result in the pump foiling?
And overall, I got first, luckily, because I think the other athletes didn't compete in everyone as well. So it was quite tricky for everyone. No one really knew how the points will end up. But yeah, in the end, I managed to get enough points and I got the world title.
Nice. So you're world champion in pump foiling, basically.
Yeah.
Nice. That's something to write on your CV. That's so cool. So are you going to go to the SFT events next year again?
I will try to join it. I'm not sure if I will join it if it's too far away, or only this event, but if they're together with the TWA, I will definitely join because it's really fun. The vibe is also really good, and yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's also just different from the wing foiling something. Sometimes you go wing foiling and then you go palm foiling. It's just sometimes you have to do something else, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
Don't stick to the
Keeping it
same
fresh.
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you trying to go to the boat again?
Yes, I'm trying. I think it was a really cool event as well because there were so many people. You could easily go and meet some new people, meet some new brands, talk to them about foiling and everything, and just yeah, get some new ideas or everything. It's just an amazing place to be if you want, if you're in love with foiling and winging and everything. I think it's a perfect place to go. Also, if you're not competing or anything, but yeah, I really loved it and I would like to join this year again.
Well, you can obviously because you're the defending world champion. I'm gonna have to talk to Tom. Hopefully, I get a ticket again to be in that pool because really, for me, that was amazing. I wasn't that good. I got a little bit better, I must say, but still, compared to the pros, really no chance. But still, it was so fun and such a weird ambiance as well because outside it was like 0 degrees, almost freezing, super cold, and inside it was kind of summer.
Yeah.
Beach vibes. That was really amazing.
Just an escape from winter for one
Yeah, really.
weekend.
Yeah, that is true. So you have you said your sponsors give you gear. They also give you like a travel budget. Is your next year planned already, or when does that usually start?
No, the next year is not planned yet because it really depends on the tour calendar, which is not
Okay.
online yet. They always take their time, but yeah. I always hope for the events to be in my free time, in my holidays, because then I don't have any troubles with tests or exams I have to take. Especially now in the last year. Maybe I will miss something, I don't know it yet, because now school is really the number one priority. But yeah, I hope I will be able to join the whole tour and also the SFT, and yeah, just be everywhere I can.
That is amazing. That is so cool. I've seen that people do like winging on ice skates as well. Is that possible as well where you live, or have you done that already?
Yeah, I've actually done it once before. It was so
Wow.
much fun actually. Because on Lake Neusiedl, it's only like 70 centimeters, so it can get frozen easily if it's really cold for like 1 or 2 weeks. So we had that once and I was like, okay, I have to try this. I took my ice skating shoes and I went on the lake, and it's a cool feeling because you don't have to worry about a lot about the riding, because I'm used to ice skating. We do it a lot in Austria, so you can really think about what you're doing with the wing, do some crazy jibes or tacks. And also my family enjoyed it a lot because they are also wing foiling, and my dad and my mom later then they had some problems with jibing on the water when the foil went out of the water and everything, and then they could just concentrate on the wing, so it was super fun. I also tried jumping, which was really scary, but
That is
I could do
so
it.
for wing handling, it's a good thing, and I probably guess with the pairing, it would be even nicer, so you don't have to bring a pump or the big wing backpack, but just a little backpack with your pairing in. That would actually sound really cool.
Would be a good idea.
And maybe also, you know, if you're into races, you could organize like a ice skating race with wings or pair wings. I would be up for that. Yeah. I would come over. That would be super cool.
Yeah, you can get pretty fast on it, actually. I didn't get too fast, but I saw one guy going like really, really fast. I don't know exactly how fast, but it was impressive. There was one video of a guy going exactly on like Noisy, and he was like, wow.
Yeah, there's even less drag than with the foil. But I can imagine, like, you probably need like ice hockey protection, like a big helmet and paddings all over.
If you go fast, I would put it on. Better if you fall, and yeah, it can hurt.
Because I've seen, I think Vayu, is it? Like these guys who make different boards, also like surf skateboards, and they can take off the axes and the rolls, and they put on like kind of small ice skating things. So you have under your skateboard. Have you seen that as well? Have you used that?
I saw it. I also tried. Was thinking of buying it, but then the season was over and the ice was gone. And I was like, okay, yeah, maybe next year.
Next year. All right. So if you're hearing us, that would be super cool and super fun, interesting as well. And yeah, looks amazing. Viola, if I look at my list, I'm pretty much through. Do you have anything else that you want to tell the world? Maybe a cool experience or something?
Yeah, just there's nothing specific, but just if you're about to try wing falling or para winging or anything, don't be scared. Just try it. It's just an amazing sport. I'm so stoked to be part of this and so stoked to have started it. And yeah, just get over my fear to start also competition and everything. It's just got part of my life and I would not want to miss it. And it's just every time I go on competition, meet my friends again, it's just such a good time. I have such a good time. It's just such a perfect vibe. I cannot explain this, but yeah, it's just amazing. So everyone thinking about competition, also girls, just come here and try to do your best. It's never not enough, so just join and yeah, time will be amazing.
That sounds super cool. Two things I want to like take out of this. One is the women participation in these events, and two, if someone were to start, maybe they're in your area or Lake Garda, do you give classes as well? Is that part of your like job as a pro maybe?
Yeah, so first I think the girls side is really improving as well in competition. So yeah, congrats a lot to everyone who was on a good position this year. The girls really improved a lot and I'm really also happy to be part of this. But still there's a lot of room left on the girls side. So if anyone wants to start, just don't fear and just sign up and try, because there is no chance to lose and everything. It's just you will have a good time and enjoy it as I did in my first competition. And yeah, I'm not giving lessons, but I tried to learn my friend how to wing fall once, which didn't work out too good, but it was I think my fault because I'm not the best teacher. There is one point where you get too good and you cannot explain how the basic works anymore. But yeah, I would love to try it again one more time. And yeah, maybe if some people are interested, of course. But now I didn't really try this as my path.
All right, makes sense. And yeah, as we've established, not too much time and focusing on school and whatnot. Yeah. There's just one last thing that I want to address, Viola. And because I want to try to also kind of educate people in terms of safety. And I have a lot of people who tell me like dangerous stories that happened to a friend or a friend of a friend. So it's not really firsthand. And have you had any stories maybe with an accident that you've had and something that people can take out of it to not make the same mistakes?
Mm, Actually, there was nothing that ever happened to me in terms of injuries or something. I just sometimes I just get rare muscles and everything, but no bad injuries at all. So yeah, I hope this will stay like this. And
Yeah.
yeah, just sometimes I have some problems with my wrists because I train a lot in just short time. And then I am not training at all. So, I need to work on this a little in winter, stretching before every session, and that's a really important point, to not get injured, especially if you're getting older one day. Just stay sporty, and yeah, try not to do too long breaks, and then give full power in one season, and yeah, then something could happen, but. There's nothing where I said I was in big troubles or I injured myself.
All right, good, good. Luckily, let's hope that it stays like that. Are your parents coming to you for winging advice now?
I would say it's the other way
Really?
around. Sometimes I'm like, oh, please tell me what I did wrong because I cannot see it. I don't know
Okay.
what's going on. But sometimes, yeah, they're working pretty well on themselves alone, I think. So they're not, sometimes they're asking, hey, how can I do this jibe or this tech? But most of the time it's me coming to them and say, okay, can you please sit in the water for like half an hour, film me and tell me what I'm doing wrong? Because I'm really bad at imagining what I have to improve or what I can change to, for example, land a trick or get higher at one trick or something.
All right, so that's what Paul said. He visualizes everything, he dreams about it, and if he dreams about it, he can do it. That's like his path. Have you just one, maybe another last question? Have you gone to the Defi Wing, or is that something that you would want to do?
Yeah, I haven't been there. I really wanted to go, but I had some tests at school, so I couldn't go. But I really want to go. It looks amazing from the videos, and everyone I talked to, he was like, either you love it or you hate it. But I was okay. I have to try it because otherwise I will not know.
That's true. That's true. But you're never scared, 'cause you girls, you go full speed. You're super close to each other, and also if you look at the Defi Wing, they're pretty fast and everyone mushed together. Are you never scared?
Sometimes I'm scared of me being the problem, like trying not to. I don't want to be in the way or be the reason of a crash, but otherwise I'm not really scared. I'm just fully focused and try not to get any troubles, and then everything's working out.
Well, Viola, is there anything else you want to address, you want to tell the world?
I can't think of anything now. But yeah, just once again, I'm really, really happy to be part of this. Thank you again for inviting me. It was a really cool time. Yeah, I really enjoyed sharing also my feelings and thoughts about wing foiling. And yeah, just try wing foiling if you don't. But it's just the coolest sport I can imagine. And I hope the world is going to get to know it a bit more in the next years, and yeah, I hope it's gonna spread a little more in the next years, and it's gonna get popular, and yeah, because it's just the best sport I can imagine for me, and I want everyone to know it.
All right, I totally agree. Well, thank you very much, Viola, for coming on the show. It would be super cool to meet you in at the boat in Düsseldorf. So I'm gonna, as I said, talk to Tom. Thank you very much, and I wish you very good luck for your next season.
Thank
And
you.
I hope that you get some good wins on your lake, on your icy lake.
Yeah, I hope so too. And yeah, would be a pleasure to meet you also in
All right.
the
Super cool. All right, Viola, have a good night.
boat.
Thanks for all the
Okay.
listeners, the viewers. Make sure to share, or maybe even, leave a rating on Spotify or somewhere else. That would be super helpful. So, all right, good. Have a good night. Thank you very much, Viola, and
Thank you.
see
Thank
you
you.
soon.
See you.
Bye-bye.